Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congratulations to Jordan Kenobi of Portage to Sue.
Yeah.
Wow, Jordan Kenobi. Woo-hoo.
She has a pair of tickets to see Nelly when he comes to the Alton Amphitheater on September 6th. Tickets are available now. You can go to riverfrontamphitheater.com for all the information. Portage to Sue. Did we used to visit Portage to Sue on field trips, Kevin? Not that we lived together. But it sounds familiar
it
to me.
That's not far from Alton.
Congratulations to Jordan. She'll be at the show where she'll see Nelly perform and Tim and Kevin the intern opening for Nelly.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know. I read the facts. You guys roll your eyes. Kevin plays the sound effects. Things you didn't know. That's how it works. Radio magic. Here we go. Here's something you didn't know. One witness of Abraham Lincoln's assassination lived so long that he was able to be interviewed about it on television.
Exclusive.
What?
Yep. Samuel Seymour was at Ford's Theater. He saw it all go down. And in 1956, when he was 96 years old, he was on a show called I've Got a Secret. A TV show.
Wow.
I looked it up. It's crazy. He'd be old, Mom.
Wow.
Here's something.
How old was he when it happened? He had to be like a kid.
96. Well, we all know Lincoln was assassinated in
65. So he'd have been like 9 years or so. Something like that. 9 or 10. Yeah.
Pretty okay. Crazy.
Yeah.
Here's something new to know, courtesy of Lance Hildebrand. Before The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, was made in 1992, producers had planned a 1976 version, which would have starred Diana Ross and Steve McQueen.
What?
Yep.
Interesting.
So they had that script the whole time?
Yeah, they had it. McQueen didn't like orange juice, so said that he couldn't do the movie.
Brannigan, you've done it again!
That's really good from the Sklar Brothers. You haven't seen the movie in a while. Costner drinks orange juice the entire...
I've maybe seen it once.
That seems like a simple script change. You know, if you're Steve
joking.
McQueen...
I think he was joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very confused.
His joke was so deep that nobody got it.
It was a deep cut, but if you appreciate that movie, you probably had to pull over.
There are
you
people
were laughing
that are
so
like,
hard.
That was a good one.
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen the full movie.
I've seen it once, maybe.
Oh, man. I went on a tour a couple years ago, and I watched it three times. We watched it three nights in a row.
Why?
It just became like what we did on tour.
Okay.
Shout out to Night Riots and K-Flay if they're watching on Instagram.
You guys are crazy on tour.
I mean, things got pretty wild.
You talk about
first name is Deez, last name Nuts.
Talk about the rock and roll lifestyle.
I know,
that's
right?
What it is.
Really went for it. Three nights of The Bodyguard. Here's something you didn't know. The founder of Kodak, George Eastman, who I believe is Linda McCartney's father.
Yes.
He hated that months had different numbers of days. So he made the company operate on a 13-month calendar with 28 days in each and two left over. He called the 13th month Saul.
They always said, sorry, you just have too thin of a cornea.
That sounds like a real not adherent to the keep it simple, stupid theory.
Isn't that wild? It sounds crazy, but the company used the 13.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, right. I mean, if everybody changed to it, it would make life simpler, because I still have trouble remembering how many days are in each month. I never memorized that thing.
Yeah.
And half September, blah, 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 blah.
It's what knuckles are for.
Don't.
No, I don't even know. But,
yeah.
But
I know.
So complicated.
Kodak used a 13-month calendar from 1928 until 1989.
I think it's one of the reasons that...
Keep in mind, they did really well in that stretch, and since they stopped using it in 89, now look at it.
Oh, yeah?
That's a good,
yeah.
Saul's fault. Here's something you didn't know. The tradition of presidents wearing an American flag pin started because of the 1972 movie The Candidate. Robert Redford in that movie wore a pin. Nixon's chief of staff saw it and had the real president start wearing one.
Why do they?
You don't think that's interesting?
It's fine.
Try this on for size.
All right.
Here's something you didn't know. Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo when Coke started selling it in 1972, but Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement, so they changed the name to Dr. Pibb. Dr. Pepper sued again, and it became Mr. Pibb.
Sparkle. I sort of do remember Dr. Pibb.
Dr. Pibb. Fascinating.
I didn't realize that it's not called Mr. Pibb anymore.
It's not.
My kids tried it for the first time at camp last week, and I kept arguing because Finn said, I just tried Pibb. And I said, you mean Mr. Pibb? And he said, nope, I tried something different. It's called Pibb.
It's called Pibb Extra, which I thought was a different thing. I thought that was like enhanced Mr.
Yeah.
Pibb. Mr. Pibb isn't around anymore.
Oh, that's sad to me.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he tried Pibb, and he's like, I think I like it even more than Dr. Pepper. Which is interesting.
You're like, I will leave you at camp.
It was too late. He was already home.
Here's something you didn't know. Herpes is an ancient Greek word that means creeping. The disease got the name because the blisters would creep across your skin.
I'll just unfriend you, you little brat.
Here's one I like. Not sure if you guys will care for it. Here's something you didn't know. An art historian spotted a rare, long-lost painting in the background of the movie Stuart Little. It turns out the set designer bought it cheap at an antique store, and no one knew that it was worth over $250,000.
What?
So was it that it belonged to this guy?
The set designer? I mean, it probably belonged to the production.
Someone was an art...
No, I'm saying the set designer that found it, though, was that his property then, or was it the movie company's property?
The movies, I would imagine.
Oh,
that stinks.
Dang it. Oh,
man. Here's something you didn't know. A bee would only need 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world.
4 nipples is pretty impressive.
Wow. That's crazy, though. By the way, have you noticed the sweat bee craze right now?
They're everywhere.
Yes,
they are.
What's going on?
They are.
They were attacking everyone last night. They don't do anything, but they're everywhere. Mm. Swarms of them. Mm.
I feel like she's treading on things you didn't know here with more interesting stuff.
I don't want your life.
And finally,
Red Lobster ran an all-you-can-eat crab promotion in 2003. And wound up taking a $3.3 million loss because they seriously underestimated how much crab people can eat.
Oh, wow.
Things you didn't know.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.